When the Affordable Care Act was passed in 2010, there was the hope that it would dramatically reduce the ranks of the uninsured and give many Americans access to sorely needed health insurance. We are now completing the third year of implementation of the law, and it's interesting to look at some of the associated numbers. For example, Maryland expanded Medicaid coverage to its citizens, as well as offered coverage through a state-run healthcare exchange called the Maryland Health Connection. Maryland's enrollment under these programs grew by 1.1 million people, representing approximately one in every six state residents. That's a remarkable achievement. If you ask who benefited by this expansion, it was generally people who definitely needed it. Marylanders enrolling under the Affordable Care Act were somewhat more ill, they were somewhat older, and generally had lower incomes. So the evidence clearly suggests that the Affordable Care Act reached the people it was intended to help. Despite this achievement, the affordability of coverage remains a challenge. Costs have been higher than expected, principally because of the characteristics of the people enrolled. Federal subsidies provided under the Affordable Care Act help some, but only one-third of those covered get meaningful subsidies. So there is a central challenge before us to find a way to better contain cost. We are pleased that the law has met its early tests, allowing so many to get the health coverage they need. As is the case with any substantial piece of legislation, ACA will require fine-tuning over time. So the new administration in Washington will need to address the issue of affordability to ensure that the Affordable Care Act remains a viable long-term program. For CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield, I'm Chet Burrell.